Kenny Bowers is, he's a fixture in this area. I mean, he's a New Englander, but he moved down here a long time ago. And you remember Daddy Jack's Lobster and Chowder House and Lefty's Lobster that he was involved in, Rockfish. But now he puts his name on everything. Kenny's Woodfire Grill and the Burger Joint, Kenny's Italian Kitchen, Kenny's East Coast Pizza, Kenny's Smokehouse. That's the real Kenny Bowers. How are you?
I am doing well. I have to tell you, I was a little bit starstruck this morning. I've been listening to your show for years, and I'm really grateful and appreciative that you wanted to have me on.
Well, wait, no, but you're the ubiquitous one. I mean, you slap your name on everything, and it seems to hit. Have you ever... You ever have one of these things turkey up? Because they're all seem like they're successful.
I hope we didn't just jinx it. Knock on wood, so far so good. We've been really lucky.
That's really remarkable. And so many people, so I mean, I'm serious about Kenny's Burger Joint, the Italian Kitchen, the East Coast, the Wood-Fired Grill, I guess, is the one that everybody thinks about first. Why not take one concept and then replicate it? I mean, you could be Chili's right now, couldn't you?
It's funny that you mentioned that. You know, originally my partner and I, Bob Stiegel, who Bob's like the super smart one. He's the other part of the team that's kind of behind the scenes. But we just originally wanted to open just one restaurant. That was it. And I remember him telling me, hey, you know, if I can just make enough money to put my kids through college, you know, I'll be happy. And what happened was... the Wood Grill was a second generation space, meaning it was a restaurant that had closed for, you know, different reasons. And, you know, we were able to get into that space and open it for, you know, a fraction of what it would cost to do a new deal.
Right.
You know, I mean, literally, it's like a third and or less. And so we, you know, a few years went by as things, you know, went along. And we got a call from a landlord in Frisco, and a place had closed, and, you know, people had talked about how much they loved our burgers, and we thought, okay, well, let's go check it out. And we, you know, we opened up, you know, Kenny's Burger Joint. And so what happened was...
So you're a bargain hunter.
That's exactly right.
These are like flea market buys that you do.
No, 100%. So what, you know, our whole strategy is, you know, it wasn't a specific plan, but it just started out, you know, that way, is we go into second generation spaces in shopping centers, and depending on what the restrictions are, because, you know, like, for example, if you've already got a burger place in one center, they're not going to let you do another one. So we look at what the restrictions are, what we could do, and see what we could make fit. And that's really been our strategy.
You know, that's interesting. So you put Kenny's on it, and you've got this sort of instant credibility. It's not like, you know, learning a whole new thing. I mean, it's got your reputation on it, but I see that makes a lot of sense.
You know, so we, you know, again, now obviously we'd like to, as we continue to grow, we've got, you know, five different concepts, but we would like to try to duplicate what we have. It's just, you know, again, the market is so, you know, saturated with restaurants now, it's hard to find a space where you can go in and there's not already a, you know, Italian or pizza or burger. So it's kind of like, you know, we may have to sort of reinvent ourselves to make that work.
There must be something left. I mean, some little niche. Kenny's Avocado Fill of the Toast. Or...
there you go.
But so have you got a new one in your back pocket?
You know what?
That you can't talk about?
I mean, not really. I mean, I've got notes of all different types of ideas. I think what may happen is, depending on the market, is we may, I think, because we're looking for spaces right now. And one of the things is we've talked about doing is a hybrid, you know, sort of taking, you know, what we have. And again, depending on the restrictions, doing it that way, where it's sort of, you know, burgers and barbecue, or, you know, whatever, pizza, you know, and Italian together.
But are you trying to figure out like what the next millennial wants, or what's, what's trendy?
Not really. I mean, we, you know, part of the, you know, what makes us work is we do, you know, normative, you know, American, you know, style comfort food with a little bit of a twist. And, you know, even our Italian kitchen is, you know, it's, you know, basically, you know, American Italian food, you know, much the same way people view Tex-Mex. You know, let's face it, Tex-Mex is very different than, you know, a lot of what you'd get in Mexico, but our Italian place. So it's like, even though it's Italian, it's definitely got an American flair to it. So we try to stick with that theme. We're not really like trying to chase, don't get me wrong, we love the millennials and we want them, but we're the, you know, sort of neighborhood place where, hey, you know what? People can eat there all the time at a variety of different occasions. It's difficult. I have so much respect for a lot of the chefs that are out there that are, you know, super trendy and stuff like that, because it's so competitive and it's so hard, you know, to keep that edge, you know.
And it's so hard to make a go of these things. I mean, people get burnt out, or, you know, they move on to whatever the next trendy thing is. And you've been doing this for a long time. And again, we'll knock on wood again, but without any casualties. And that's just amazing, because what, 2 out of 3 restaurants fail within the first 3 years?
Yeah, it really, you know, and we've been really lucky. We've got a really good team of people. Like I said, my business partner, Bob Stiegel, helps with a lot of the business stuff. So we try to make, that's one of the strategies about going into these second generation spaces. I mean, we can open up a restaurant for, you know, $200,000 or $300,000, which is a fraction of what it would cost. And we also, you know, spread the risk from a financial, you know, perspective, where, you know, we don't have a huge bank debt. And so a lot of times what happens is people spend a ton of money, and, you know, obviously, you know, not only do you have to pay the bank loan, you're just trying to, you know, keep the doors open.
You can't have deep enough pockets
to
ride it out.
Exactly.
So since you've been doing this, I mean, as the business has evolved to some degree, the one major change that I think it's happened, and I see it all the time now, is delivery services.
Huge.
If I'm at a, you know, moderately priced restaurant, invariably I see cars, motorcycles, you know, bicycles, whatever, drive up, and I see, you know, food going out in these containers. And you don't have to, I mean, you got the same overhead,
right?
But you got to be selling. That's like found money, isn't it?
Well, it is. Now, the thing is that, you know, obviously you have all these companies out there, like, you know, whatever, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and all those different places. And what, you know, a lot of, you know, we refer to, you know, some people say customers, we, you know, refer to them as guests, but a lot of people don't know that we pay about 25% to them.
Ouch.
For the delivery service. But if you look at, you know, from a business perspective, okay, well, if we had to go out and you know, get the insurance and have our own drivers and all that, you know, it's almost the same money.
Or if you had to expand the bricks and mortar to accommodate the people that otherwise are being fed in their living rooms.
I agree 100%, you know, and it's like, and I have always said, especially when, you know, let's face it, you know, Dallas is becoming more saturated. You have, you know, busy shopping centers, kind of like our, you know, our smokehouse is up at Shops of Legacy, and it gets really busy there, and parking can become a challenge. So I've always said, hey, look, if people can't get to us, let's go to them. So I think that the whole, you know, delivery, you know, deal is huge.
Is this a fad?
No, I think it's going to keep growing. And it's just, everything's becoming so much more convenient. I mean, if you look, I mean, again, I'm probably not telling you anything you already don't know, but I mean, it's sort of like Amazon, you know? I mean, it's just like, I mean, literally, you know, as a restaurant person that's been in the business for, you know, over 25 years, a lot of times, you know, I may want to stay home where it's quiet, but I don't want to cook, you know? And I want a, you know, a really great meal. So literally at my fingertips, I mean, I can, you know, press a button and get just about anything I want. Even, you know, for example, people laugh at me. I've ordered Lowry's delivered before. You know?
Well, I'm glad to see you eat out. So, okay, so the Burger Joint, Woodfire Grill, Italian Kitchen, East Coast Pizza, Smokehouse, and will you be opening a new location this year?
We would really like to. We are beating the streets right now to find just the right location. So I'm hoping that's going to happen.
Okay.
So no guarantees. We've got to find the right deal.
All right. So if you hadn't seen him in one of the restaurants, that's Kenny. That's Kenny Bowers from Kenny's Everything. It's great to meet you. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks. David. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.